Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the midweek update on Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. For Wednesday, October 21st, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm so excited. I am finally over the plague. I'm so sorry about last week, but I figured that you would rather hear from me personally as opposed to the frog that was growing in my throat. But I have since survived the plague unscathed, and unfortunately, I didn't lose that much weight. That's the best thing about being sick is you're supposed to drop like 5 pounds. And considering that my 40th birthday is only 2 weeks away, I would think that I would have gotten a better benefit out of being sick. So I was kind of bummed about that. But nonetheless, we are back in the broadcast chair. Thank you for joining us. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. And on our Wednesday episode and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio program and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of achieving financial independence. And the emphasis is not just on the tips, tricks, tools, and information, but on the attitudes. Because what's so important in today's day and age is not that we have a lack of information available. It's almost like we kind of know what to do, but because we've never really been told directly, well, we kind of just, you know, skate through and don't do what we're supposed to be doing. So on this show, we help not only give you those tools, but we also give you the strength and the intestinal fortitude to accomplish all of these things and get where you need to go when you need to get there. So today's 30-minute update, we are going to talk to you about our minutes on your money, and we're going to talk to you about the upcoming segment this week. I'm excited because, well, let's talk about refinancing. That is this week's Minutes on Your Money. And all of you have probably thought about refinancing, but maybe you have, maybe you haven't. Maybe you've done your loan modification. And I heard an interesting statistic yesterday. I was at the Independent Rental Owners Council luncheon, which is an extension of the Arizona Multi-Housing Association. And for those of you who have not become a member of a multi-housing association or a real estate investor association in your local area, I would encourage you to do so because they have amazing resources available for you educationally to help grow your knowledge about real estate investing. But additionally, because of the member organizations that participate, and we participate primarily as our real estate company, HQ Real Estate and Investment, and when you have all of those member organizations, they provide discounts on their services to other members in the organization. So there's a tremendous value for you there. And one of the things that I heard yesterday when we were at the luncheon was a statistic about loan modifications. And let me just say, this whole thing, for those of you who have been listening for a while, know how irritated I am. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, I am a big less is more kind of thing when it comes to government. And I'm more, not even Republican or Democrat, I am more of a libertarian in the sense that I think we need less regulation and less government influence, because I think that that cripples our own abilities and desires to go out and be productive human beings. That being said, 53% of all loan modifications that have been done for the first half, up to the first half of this year, which is June, are in default again. Oh, oh my God. But you know what? I'm not surprised, because I said that this was going to happen. I said this. It just makes me crazy, because if you couldn't afford it to begin with, because you lost your job and had no income, a mortgage modification wasn't going to do anything for you. It was just going to delay the inevitable, which was foreclosure. And forcing these banks to perform these loan mods didn't solve the foreclosure problem. It just delayed the problem, and it is delaying our market's ability to rebound from that. Additionally, I found an interesting statistic about Arizona. We have been overbuilt in the single-family genre by over 50,000 homes. So that's another little tidbit that I found out. But in today's Minutes on Your Money, we want to talk about refinancing, which is different than those mortgage modifications. But let's talk about refinancing. MP Dunleavy, my gal over there at MSN Money, she rocks. I love her. And she talks about the siren song of a sub-5% mortgage is tough to ignore. But how does the math pencil out? Plus, she says, the behavioral budget and the woes of the world's overworked women. So she's got like a twofold story here, which I think is kind of interesting. And don't you hate it when you miss a sneeze? I just missed a sneeze. I was trying to avoid sneezing, but I was going to let it happen anyway, and I just missed the sneeze. So she writes, with today's low, again, interest rates batting their eyes, it's tempting to refinance from a 30-year fixed-rate loan to a 15-year loan, which is prancing around wearing nothing but a 4.5% interest rate. Now, that's pretty much a smoking deal. Interest rates won't go any lower than 4.5%. And the reason why is there's a cost associated with doing business. And interest that a lender collects covers the expenses of implementing that loan, which is all of the underwriting and then the follow-up and the collecting the monthly payments and providing customer service. And the cost of money, if you look at the inflation rate, is almost at par with what interest rates are. So they can't go any lower. There is a cost associated to doing business. So all of these banks that are taking these big hits, especially on all the loans that were exacted over the last 3 to 5 years where they're upside down, especially, banks haven't really made any money on these loans anyway. And now they're taking these big hits. But if interest rates are 4.5%, is it something that you should be looking at, converting from a 30-year fixed rate to a 15-year? Now, depending on where you are financially and how your savings and spending plans have evolved, and for those of you who are joining us for the first time, I'm not a budgeter. I'm a big believer in break the budget. And when we, as you go through the keys for this season, you will learn why and how to break your budget and create a healthy savings and spending plan. But if your family's healthy savings and spending plan will allow you to have an increased mortgage payment, it may be an option for you to consider. Refinancing has to offer tangible savings to make up for the price, okay? Even if you have what they call a no-fee loan, there are fees associated with refinancing. There's a cost to doing business. The mortgage officer has to get paid. The individual bank or mortgage company that writes the loan and underwrites and funds it has to get paid, and then they sell it off into servicing, which is where Fannie and Freddie buy these big pools. And I've got some interesting or provocative information for you to think about that I'm going to remind you of coming up shortly about those big mortgage pools and what's been going on, by the way. And so you do pay for the cost of refinancing. And you also pay in a couple of other different ways. If you have been paying on your loan for some time, okay, the more you get into your mortgage, the larger the principal payment goes. So let me explain this to you. Interest in a closed-end loan, whether it's a mortgage, a car payment, any type of fixed loan where you borrow a specific sum of money and then you pay it off in equal installments till the whole note is paid off, the interest is what they call front-loaded, 7/8. So 7/8 of your payment in the initial phase of your loan goes to interest, and the 1/8 goes to principal. As you move forward in your term, and this is how amortization works, the longer you pay, the lower the amount of the interest payment, and the higher amount of money goes to principal. So if you've been paying on your loan, and let's say you financed, you know, $100, and I'm only picking this so I can do the math, okay? So if you borrow $100 and you're making payments on it, 7/8 of that monthly payment goes to interest, 1/8 goes to principal. So if our payment was $10, all right, $1.25 would go to principal, and the other $8.75 would go to interest. But if you've been paying on it for a while, you might be at the point now where you've paid in so much interest that maybe $5 of your payment is going to principal and $5 is going to interest. So now you're whittling down your principal balance. So what happens is when you refinance your loan, you take and reset that 7/8. So now you may have lowered your monthly payment, you're lowered your monthly obligation with a refinance from a 30-year to a 30-year if you just lowered your interest rate. If you go from a 30-year to a 15-year, your payment is going to go up because you have less payments to spread that payment over. Ideally, over the term of the loan, you pay less in interest on a 15-year loan than you do on a 30-year loan. But in either case, 7/8 of your payment goes to interest, 1/8 goes to principal in the beginning. So what happens is you reset that point when you start a new loan. And so you have to figure out, okay, as what I'm paying now with what's going to principal and what's going to interest and the cost associated with getting into a new loan, and then the fact that you're paying more interest and less principal, is it really worth it? So you have to sit and break out the math. And for those of you who are listening today and are interested in how to do that, I have a very simple worksheet that you can follow, and you can pencil it out by hand, or I can send it to you in an Excel spreadsheet. So if you are interested in signing up and getting this particular document, I would be happy to email it to you, okay? So all you have to do is email us at info@unlockyourwealth.com, and in the subject line, write, send me the worksheet. Send me the worksheet, and I would be happy to email it to you so you can make this comparison between a 30-year mortgage and a 15-year mortgage at a reduced rate. It's a great little thing. It'll allow you to plug in the number, and then it'll do the math for you. And if you don't have an Excel spreadsheet, it doesn't matter because all of the math is written out for you as to how it's calculated. So you can figure it out for yourself with just a simple calculator doing addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. So it's super fabulous. And so all you have to do is type in the numbers and follow the worksheet, and it'll calculate it for you. So if you're interested in a worksheet so you can make your own personal comparison, simply send an email to info@unlockyourwealth.com, and I will send you that worksheet. So you've got to figure it out. 15-year mortgages are at a great rate right now. However, it might not be in your best interest. to refinance to a 15-year loan. But if you stay with me through the commercial break, when we return, I'm going to tell you how to only pay interest as if you had a 15-year mortgage, but still have a backup plan in case of emergencies. And you can do this all without refinancing. So stick with us and stay through the commercial break. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X for Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Here I am. Oh, you thought I wouldn't show up? You thought you could take your credit cards, live beyond your means, spend all you want, not budget a plan, and avoid me? I'm your worst nightmare, baby. Do you know who I am? My first name is Bad, last name is Dead. I promise you, I'm the one that you'll never forget.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm not Mr. Bad Debt. No, I am Heather, your hostess with the financial mostest. And if you are looking for something to do this year for the holidays that's different, especially if you are strapped financially, it's always tough. when you come to the holidays and maybe you've lost your job or your spouse has lost their job, or even worse than that, almost underemployment is worse than employment because you're working but you're not making near what you were, and you just don't know what to do, an incredible gifting option you can do, not only for yourself, but for your families, is to make a charitable donation in the name of your loved ones. And one way you can do that is for the McKenna Youth Foundation. Now, a dear friend of mine, Michael Damiani, for a number of years has started, and even though he doesn't have the original restaurant and nightclub that he had where he started this foundation, he continues his nonprofit organization that he founded over 20 years ago to help disadvantaged children in the Phoenix metropolitan area. The McKenna Youth Foundation has assisted numerous children by providing academic scholarships, sending kids to summer camp, and assisting children with medical issues. Additionally, every year he hosts at his own expense a holiday party. And this year, in December, he is also having an evening for the McKenna Youth Foundation holiday gala, and it's a black tie optional dinner on Saturday, December 19th at 6:30 p.m. It is a lovely event. They're holding it at the Scottsdale Hilton Resort. The Hilton is offering $99 discount rooms for folks. It's a super affordable event, $60 for an individual person, $100 a couple. Where can you go to a black tie dinner and be able to eat and make a difference in the organization for just $100 for two people? It's a smoking deal. It's a tax benefit for you. And if you give additional, which we always encourage you to do, to give whatever you can and whatever is within your personal finances and ability to do so, that you can give this as a gift to everyone. So you can gift it in your relatives' names, your children's names, and what a heartwarming thing that you can do. Instead of just giving your kids or your friends or family toys that are going to break, or useless gift cards that never get spent or the company goes bankrupt, you can give the gift that's going to make a huge difference in the lives of underprivileged individuals. For more information, you can call 480-855-5571, 480-855-5571, or you can visit the website at www.mckennayouth.org, mckennayouth.org. Now enough with the commercials. Let's talk about how you can make a financial difference in your life and only have to pay interest for 15 years on your mortgage, but have the luxury of not having to be formally committed to that or incur the refinancing. How do we do that, you say? What can I do to reduce the amount of time that I have to spend on my loan and have more money going to principal? Well, if you already have a 30-year fixed rate loan, all you have to do is whatever that current interest rate you are at is find out. And again, if you email me at info@unlockyourwealth.com, I would be happy to send you a worksheet to calculate this. All you have to do is take whatever your current interest rate is and calculate what your mortgage payment would be if it was on a 15-year amortization instead of a 30-year. And whatever your mortgage payment is currently at the 30-year rate, take that difference and make an individual principal payment to your mortgage. Now you are exponentially reducing your debt on your mortgage, okay? You are building value in your house. You're getting equity back, and equity seems to be a word that doesn't have positive associated with it these days. So now you can create that positive equity in your home, and if push comes to shove, and you don't happen to have that 15-year mortgage payment, no problem, because you're only financially committed to the 30-year payment. So if you had that unexpected car repair or medical emergency that didn't quite make it past that deductible for your insurance to pay, and you have to pay out of pocket for that, no problem, because you can just use that extra money, but you're not committed to that 15-year payment. And that's what I always encourage anyone to do, because you never know what's going to happen. Okay, what happened in this economy surprised a lot of people. For those not in the know, it surprised a lot of people and took them off their game financially. But if you were practicing this already, you would have been prepared for this, and you would have been to go, you would have been able to go back from that 15-year payment where you were whittling down your principal, because again, 7/8 of your payment goes to interest in the beginning part of your mortgage. And if you're within the first 5 years of your mortgage and you make principal payments now, it exponentially reduces what you owe. If you just make one extra principal payment per year, if you take 1/12 of your mortgage payment and add it into principal, it's like making one extra payment per year. It'll shave off 7 years of interest payments. Seven. Imagine what you could do with 7 years worth of mortgage payments. I mean, just think it. If your mortgage payment is $500 a month, 7 years times 12, that's 84 months of mortgage payments. So just do the math. 84 times 500. What could you do with that money? Could that set you financially free? You betcha. You betcha. So that's just my little tidbit. This week's show has so much coming up. Again, we have our Unlock Your Wealth protege, and we have the continuing saga of Nikki Payne's progress through the Keys to Riches process. We also have our Investor's Edge segment, where you get advanced real estate investing techniques, tips, tricks, and information to help build your financial independence through real estate. As always, we will have our regularly scheduled segment, which is our News by the Numbers with the ever-popular, super-fabulous producer of this radio show, Karen Germ. And we will also have nuts and bolts upon this week's key. We are at Dreams with Deadlines. The fun has just begun, folks, so I'm so excited about that. We will have more minutes on your money. We will have our Millionaire Minute, which will give you 60 seconds worth of tools to live and think like a millionaire today, where the wallet will follow tomorrow. We're so excited. For those of you who are just joining us for the first time, we encourage you to subscribe to our electronic magazine. You can do that a couple of different ways. If you're listening live from the show page, just scroll down to the bottom of the show page and drop in your email address and hit subscribe me, or you can send an email directly to us at ezine, that's E-Z-I-N-E, at unlockyourwealth.com. Karen Germ is our editor-in-chief for that publication, and each week she will email you news, tips, tricks, and information to help make your life more financially independent. Plus, the value of being an eZine subscriber is you receive the trivia question we ask on Saturdays in advance. And we always take those questions from previous broadcasts, so I don't leave you in the dark. I'm not asking you a finance question you can't answer. So if you haven't listened to last week's broadcast, which I encourage that you do, if you can't listen live, you can always download from iTunes, and then you will have the answer potentially to win fabulous prizes like coaching, identity theft protection, and books and tools from our previous show guests. So again, thank you so much for joining us for this week, Wednesday, on our midweek update. And tune in on Saturday for 2 hours full of financial information geared to help you and your family become financially independent. Thanks so much for joining us. And we will chat with you again on Saturday.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.